We have seen a large sales growth in Alibaba and other online retailers like JD.com compared with last year. So why is that the case?
I think one is really the pent-up demand among the consumers because they really bet on the day and they deferred their shopping behavior from even a month ago. And the other is that after 7 years, this has really simmered into the consumer mind, the Double 11, this really a legendary festival.The third reason is that because the government has time and again through its policies to develop the Internet Plus and with a particular focus on the e-commerce, so the environment of operating e-commerce has greatly improved. Lastly, I think this type of sales statistics is not only covering the Chinese consumers within its border, but right now because online vendors, they have spread out across the world with their sales channelwith their logistics, so therefore they are really penetrating to the entire global marketplace.
Earlier, JD.com has filed a complaint saying that Tmall's Double 11 strategies might have caused some disturbance of the market order. So do you see the Double 11 shopping spree as a fair competition among China's online retailers?
By the Chinese anti-monopoly law and by many other related laws, theoretically there are a number of phenomena that can be accused as unfair competition, like say the monopoly itself is an issue, and the other is that restrictive practices against the competitor. However, it is very difficult to testify, and some also speculate this might be a game jointly sponsored by thosecompanies that to attract the consumer attention. So the rule of law for this e-commerce is still rather weak so far, but it is not really a big problem because we have seen substantial improvement.
Back in May, Alibaba was sued in United States by luxury brands over the counterfeit goods. So how serious is the counterfeit problems still existing among Chinese online retailers right now, and what could be some possible solutions?
Fraud and big product, they are the pain in the neck for all e-commerce operators so far. This becomes even more acute problem when they spread globally. Many of the global brands, they are very alert. As how to improve, particularly those sizable operators, they pay great attention to it. They have taken substantial measures to correct the problem by having the more of the deposits from vendors. Once they are identified, sort of behavior, they will be deducted at the penalty from the funds, and which is not really enough. Now, the credit system will have to be in place, and it is still at premature stage so far by those individual operators. So they need to work out with government agencies to fight against such sort of fraud and malbehavior.